Hey everyone, welcome to Be the Change. My name is Lily Mott, and today I'm going to be talking about how change comes when you have the will to make something better. My guest today is Metzli de la Cruz Oviedo, and she is an education activist from Tabasco, Mexico. I really enjoyed talking with Metzli about her work, so without further ado, let's get started with this episode featuring Metzli de la Cruz Oviedo.
Hi, my name is Metzli La Cruz Oviedo. I'm from Mexico. I'm an education activist in my country, but especially in my state. It's called Tabasco in Southeast Mexico. And I started when I was 12 years old, because I was asking, why do I have the right of education? Why are there kids that are out of school? Of course, at this age, I wasn't able to understand which were the causes. However, when I started to grow up and get deeper on the topic, I started to know the causes of not having the same education, or even not having access to education. In my country, there is access in communities, everything. We are not privileged to have education. However, because of some topics like economy, or maybe kids have to work to eat, there are many topics. But what I started to like is that in some communities that are more far away from the main state cities or the capitals, even in Southeast, which is not near to Mexico City, the education is different. So in right now, I am ambassador for the Agenda 2030 from Tabasco in Mexico. There are 32 ambassadors, one per state. So I represent my state. And I do this about not just talking to have the access, but having an access to a quality education, because there is a difference, right? For example, in infrastructure really impacts and affects how children learn. So for example, in the South, there is a warmer weather. So at 1 p.m. there is it is really, really warm, and there aren't air conditioners or the materials that are the ones that affect how the air comes, and everything also affects children's development and children learning. So I started this movement. It is called EDEM, Education and Empowerment. So it is about going to give workshops, and also, speaking up about the access to education and the reality and the context that we live. Because even if we see statistics or the reports of the government, this is true. However, there is a difference visiting and going and talking with the youth, the children's, what they really experience in their reality and in their context. So also, what can they do? We give them the tools to develop social programs so they can also start doing change from their community and speaking up, because there isn't a better way than listening from the ones that really are experiencing this problem. So that education, for example, some days ago, I went to a university in Mexico City to speak up about how education impacts on climate action. And this is education impacts in climate action, gender equality, to reduce violence and everything. So we need to really be aware of the power of education and the way that we can change economy, society, and everything through education.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast, Metzli. And that introduction is the perfect lead up to my next question for you. Tell me about, in your eyes, the importance of education. I think education plays a different role in everyone's lives, depending on maybe the level of education that you reach or the opportunities that it brings you. But can you tell me about your thoughts on the importance of education in your life and the experiences that you've had so far?
Okay, well, I always like say we have this definition, like important definition of education, sociologically and economically, and also from different ways. But what actually it means for me and what I have talked with the youth in my state is that education is really, it sounds like a cliche, but is the power to decide what we want in life. So through education, we can have like options and we can have the power to decide what we want. Girls, boys, everyone. Because if we have the tools to decide, we can also have the tools to change something or to, for example, if we have a dream, we can achieve it with these tools that are given to us with education. For example, recently I filmed with Oxford University Press a short film of how, for example, English have helped me to communicate, for example, in this interview, how can we communicate? So also, when you go to university, education help us to know, I like this or I like something else. But the main purpose of it is to let us decide what we want. So, I mean, nothing is better, nothing is less, but what we want to achieve through education is that every girl and every boy in Mexico and in the world has the power to decide what they want in life. So I think that's the main definition that I could give to you. And also education is synonymous to change and to empowerment.
I think that is so important, and it's great that you're fighting for greater access to education in your community, in your country, and around the world as well. So are there any words of advice, or is there maybe a person that has really encouraged you to do this work that you're doing now?
Well, as I started when I was a child, there was a different perspective than what we live today. Even in these recent like 10 years, 5 years, everything has kind of changed. So when I started to use YouTube and watch videos, so I discovered Bikatibu YouTube channel. And when I started to do the social work of activism and everything. But for me to see someone else doing it, I didn't feel like alone. I didn't feel that I wasn't like, it was possible and that also a girl could do it. So I always talk that for me, like role models are really important, and they are because they represent you and they make you feel that there is representation on the topic that you also feel like the need to speak. And for me also, what is really important to what helped me motivate me and everything is that there is a world out there that have problems, and it is always better to see the problems, yeah, in a broader perspective. But what I can like advise everyone, like young people, is to first know which problems are in our community, and then we can tackle them and start from little, like small, in a small way, and then we can start growing. Because when I was also young, I remember that I was like, why there aren't the same opportunities to everyone? But I think that there is, it is better to help make the change than just stay on our places, because everyone have some privileges that we can use. I mean, everyone have different privilege, but if we can use this to help reduce the inequalities that we live in society, we can make everything better. And also we can maybe inspire some other girls, some other young boy that there is out there that also want to change the world. And yeah, we are the future as youth, But we are also the present, and we can start doing the change from today.
I think that is so motivating, and that advice that you shared is great. And I'm also going to ask you to share a little bit more advice at the end of our conversation. But through this work that you're doing, what are some of the changes that you're hoping to see in your community, maybe around your country, maybe around the world? Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, first of all, I like that. I know agendas, for example, the Agenda 2030, the Sustainable Development Goals are really important. But when we, I think that the main problems are in the lack of something, but more the way that we can introduce, for example, the Sustainable Development Goals are from a broader perspective. But how can we adapt and readapt this agenda to our communities? Into our realities and context, and how can we sympathize with them and make it like decolonize these agendas. So the change starts on the change that I want to see is that everyone, I know it's like a long way to it, but that everyone have access to first information and second to these for example, in capitals, we know that there are programs and everything, but I want it to be, if we say that Agenda 2030 or Sustainable Development Goals are being applied in Mexico, I want it to be applied to Mexico, like everywhere, not only the capitals, everywhere, because everyone are really important to make a change. So first of all, we can see change when it is happening because we can see participation in youth. So that every young people out there can have the tools to make an impact. For example, when I say inspire is more not me doing the change, but everyone doing the change from their homes, from their community, and they're having the tools to make change. So sometimes it is really easy for us to say like, oh, just try to do something, try to speak up, but sometimes we do not have the tools to make it. So I think we can start seeing the change, and the change that I want to see is participation of the youth and them ha being empowered to speak up and don't have the fear, or also do not have the for them to have this for them to have the spaces to speak, or this the connections to so they can actually make a change and not just say the youth, we are empowering youth, but actually doing it.
I think those goals are so important. So, thank you for sharing all of your hopes for the future with all of this work that you've been doing. So, I have one more question for you, and you've already shared a lot of great advice throughout this conversation, but I'm going to ask you to share a little bit more. Lots of young people want to create change, but they may not know how to get started with that work. What advice do you have for those people who may be listening?
Well, first of all, I love the fact that we live in a world that social media can help us have this platform to speak. I think it is easier right now that we can post a video or we can start reading and having access to an information. But I would advise them is to see what they are experiencing in their city or which problems really affect them, and then they will have the passion to fight for them. To try to resolve them. And after like knowing this, they can look for solutions or a way to try to change or make these problems like try to tackle them. So after this, they can use social media. It's a really good platform. I mean, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and they can try to unite and connect with other youth that are doing this change because social media really help us know that, okay, there are other education activists, and how can we connect and help each other and maybe find these opportunities? For example, in United Nations, there are so many links that we can start looking up when we find the website. For example, United Nations Mexico have different organizations inside it that may have opportunities for young people to, they can post their project. Or maybe they, if they need foundation, they can find it there. But My main advice is having the passion to change it and actually doing change. And when you have the will to make something better, everything will come up.
I really enjoyed talking with Metzli, and I think her passion for her work was really coming through when we spoke. I think her advice about starting small with your work and then growing to reach more people is so important. And I also agree with her advice about using social media and the internet to make connections, find opportunities, and get involved with organizations who may already be doing the work that you're interested in so you can join them. I also want to highlight Metzli's last piece of advice about having the will to make something better, because that really is the most important part of getting started in activism, advocacy, or any other form of making change. So, I think we can all keep that piece of advice in mind. Change comes when you have the will to make something better. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and you can find Metzli on Instagram at MetzDLCruz to get connected with her and follow along with the work she's doing. If you want to talk about anything I mentioned, please reach out to me by email at lily@bethechangepodcast.org or on Instagram at Be The Change Media Network. I am working on expanding Be The Change Media Network, which means bringing you more inspiring stories from amazing guests. If you enjoyed this episode, I would really appreciate it if you could leave the podcast a rating and a comment, because it will help these stories to reach, educate, and inspire more people. I would also love to hear your thoughts and your feedback. Tune in for my next episode, but until then, be the change you wish to see in the world. Bye, guys!